House of Parliament on Tuesday gave final approval to a bill which will provide local administrations with a means to fight air pollution more effectively. In the event of a smog alert, mayors can order the biggest pollutants to scale down production, ban high emissions cars from city centres, and scrap toll on ring roads in order to reduce the amount of traffic. Town mayors and environment activists had long been pushing for the amendment, and I asked Wojciech Kotecki from Friends of the Earth how effective he thinks it will be in practice.
The concept of low emission zones, which will provide local councils with power to regulate car traffic in the times of heavy pollution, is a tool which has been very successfully used in other European countries. In Stockholm, Sweden, this law or this concept cut air pollution by dust microparticles, which is a major health hazard, by 40%, and we hope that this new law will bring similar changes in the Czech Republic as well.
So you're expecting it to have a significant impact?
It will definitely provide city councils and town mayors with a substantial new tool to reduce air pollution. However, it will be primarily up to the local councils and local governments whether they will use this tool which the government or the law provides them with.
Would you go further? Do you think that there is anything else that needs to be done in this respect? Because obviously the situation with air pollution, for instance, in industrial cities like Ostrava is very bad indeed.
Actually, the law does include one more important clause. It will give the government additional powers for regulation of industrial pollution in the most heavily polluted industrial areas in the Czech Republic, such as the city of Ostrava. So that it will help in this respect as well. However, it is only part of the solution, and we need additional major changes in air pollution law, and it's very encouraging to see that the Minister of Environment already presented a big overhaul of the air pollution legislation to the Parliament this month, and it will be key debate on environmental legislation in the Czech Parliament over the next several months.
So what are the biggest changes there? What's in the pipeline, and what do you think is essential for the situation to change radically, not just for a crisis situation when there is a smog alert, but in general for the air to improve in this country, in certain parts of it?
The new law will do several important changes, but the most important point of the new legislation is that it will substantially increase air pollution fees for industry, so that big companies and big polluters will be motivated to invest in cleaner technologies in order to avoid higher fees for air pollution.
Wojciech Kotecki there on some vital environmental legislation in the pipeline.